This conference is being recorded.
Hello there, this is Sifu Perhacs. I'm joined by Sifu Jones, and we've got a really exciting session here in module number 2 of the closed system. We're going to go into detail about body breathing. I know we covered this topic back in the inner circle. We kind of brushstroked it at that time, but now we're going to go into more detail, and we want to let you know exactly what this is all about. It's a very esoteric concept, and as we roll into the closed system and as you start learning these techniques, you really have to understand one thing, and that is our main goal is to help you get control over these techniques. And so we are going to reiterate several of the components of what you learned on the video in the first module, pretty much like we've always been talking to you about keeping the energy cool, keeping it on the inside. Well, as we go into the closed system, we're going to keep talking to you about the screen and all of the different nuances of what you need to really get to understand with the screen in terms of how it's going to come in more clear. We want to make sure that you understand this concept because you may, in fact, think like we keep repeating ourselves, but that's not why we're doing it. We're doing it so that you can get the visualization of the screen down. It's not an easy thing. When I first started doing the screens, I had a different concept of what that screen was than what Sifu Jones was teaching me. And so it took me quite some time in order to get that concept understood. And I think by us actually training with these screens for quite some time, we can give you a better idea of what that looks like and so that you can interpret it the way it should be interpreted. So you will hear us repeat that from time to time, but it's so that we can finally get through to you to make you understand exactly what it is we're trying to do. So with that being said, I'd like to introduce Sifu Jones, and he's going to kind of get this kicked off, and then we'll go back and forth as we go. Sifu Jones?
Yes. How's everybody going? Today's topic on body breathing, you think, well, what it's got to do with the screens, and yet it has everything to do with screens. Screen training is what leads to body breathing on a global scale, and so that you can actually get it out of all of your body at one time. And up until this point, we really have just been working in what we call like point body breathing, and that's doing the palm test, doing it out of your eyes, doing it out of a Dantian area, any way where you're just taking it out of one point or one area of the body is called point body breathing, and that's what we started out everybody in, because that's just the logical next step with teaching this type of chi energy training. Now, what we do next is go to, like I mentioned in part one, that we would do like global breathing down the road, and that's where we eventually want to take everybody to. But as you learn to do it right out of your palms, your eyes, out of joints, like body breathing one, part one was all about getting out of different other parts that you wouldn't normally think of it coming out of. And it's like learning to take it out of your knees, your elbows, your different joints, in between sectors of your body. You just kind of work on those areas that you're not quite as sensitive on. And you do this kind of stuff, again, like 5 minutes at a time, 5 to 10 minutes a day. Just spend that kind of opening up your body in different areas that are not opened yet. And that really is going to get you down to where you can literally globally body breathe down the road. Now, there's actually three types of body breathing that a person would go through. And that's that initial point body breathing where you just like learn to project chi out of your body. And then you go to like sector, and that's really what we're going to kind of go over today with you a lot more than we have in the past, is going over how you do sector body breathing. And sector body breathing is similar to what it sounds. It's just like going to one section of your body and trying to get it all through that area. For instance, like you go to your leg and you pick out, let's say your left leg, and you try to breathe through your entire left leg. That would be a type of sector body breathing. Or you try to breathe out of your entire arm. And what you do there in order to get it to start to begin with is just try to fill every part of your arm or every part of your leg at the same time. And as you do that, you start learning to time your breath with that filling. Now, these aren't hard breaths. These are just very easy inhales and exhales, and that you're just kind of putting your mind to the fact that at the same time you're feeling your arm or your leg. On the inhale, you're breathing with the energy coming towards you, and on the exhale, you're breathing with the energy going away from you. And as your mind puts your ability to do that happening, things start changing. But it's kind of a hard thing at first. I mean, to put even the timing of your breaths to anything, or even be conscious of your breath. Now, in the past, we've kind of told you don't pay attention, like when you're doing the, you know, the blood washing, or if you're doing the screen trainings, don't pay attention to your breath. And we don't want you to. We really want you to pay attention to that tri-concept of the screens and feeling good and cool, because that's so much more important than breath. It doesn't worry about the timing on stuff like that. But body breathing is all about timing. And it's really where the power of the chi down the road will come out of you. But you get there over a long period of time. Nobody just like globally body breathes right out the get-go. I mean, it's really, well, maybe babies do. You know, tiny babies may have that ability to literally globally body breathe right out the, you know, the box, but they're probably the only ones. Everybody else has to kind of learn it all over again, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, how much babies can really do, which most people don't think about, because most people think of babies as being totally, you know, dependent upon their parents and everything like that. But the fact is that, you know, when you're younger, your sensitivity is so much more heightened than it is as you get older. And obviously, you know, many of our members have this type of sensitivity that they've maintained through the years. Others haven't. And that sensitivity when you're a child is extremely strong. And if you cultivate it and hone it down, you obviously can get stronger and stronger. That's why you see natural people that can do some of these techniques that we're talking about, and you know, this is certainly one of them. But I would imagine that this is the type of skill that probably somebody loses pretty quickly, because it is such an esoteric concept. Even believe something like this takes a lot of belief in order to understand it. But you know, when you think about it in scientific terms and understand what you're doing, it's not that far-fetched, right?
Well, and the other thing is you only have to be around somebody that knows how to do body breathing right one time to understand what body breathing really is. I mean, as a person learns to body breathe globally, anybody in the same room with that person is going to literally feel his inhale and exhale as this pushing and pulling sensation. And you're literally like pulled towards the person, you know, on his inhale and on the exhale. You're literally, you know, pushed off of him. And it really, you can feel it go out to the walls and back as you learn to get this sensation down. But at first, it just seems like impossible. But so did that, all of this. You know, all this seemed like impossible when we first started, and then you learn to bounce the chi back and forth from your hand to the other hand in the palm test, and you actually felt that there was some kind of pressure there, and you went from there, and that's what this is. It's even with the screens, it's going to be a hard thing at first to get these screens down, because it just seems so abstract, and you never put it together in this way that we're teaching it, so it just seems like, well, this is an impossible task at first, and which is why we're going to go over all sorts of aspects about getting the screens down right and what that whole process entails more. But the body breathing is something that's going to come out of the screen training that you wouldn't normally think that something like this would happen, but it's in the way that the process goes through your body that causes, you know, this whole process to go through. And you, at first, you just feel like portions of the chi, and then you learn, you know, that transferring the energy. And that's why we teach transferring energy in the first part, because it's so important to get, like, that ability to feel down to your feet and to feel every part of your body. Because if you can't feel from the inside to different parts of your body, how are you going to possibly project chi out of that part when you can't even feel in that part inside you in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, you know, one of those things that, you know, everything we're teaching you is designed to take you, it's kind of like a layer. We're layering these things on top of one another, And even though we're layering this information and these concepts at you, that doesn't necessarily mean that right out of the box you're going to be able to jump into a swimming pool and you're going to be breathing underwater. It's probably not going to happen that way. But over time, by using all of the proper concepts and techniques that we're teaching you, your body's starting to evolve. You're creating a different body. We've said that from the very beginning, that you're changing your body. At this stage in the game, you've been at least minimally through the inner circle for 12 months or 12 weeks if you've gone through it that quickly. And so it's going to take you another period of time to start layering on the concepts, techniques, and then getting that sensitivity and awareness to where, you know, you're going to be able to do a lot of this type of training.
Yes. So any type of projecting out of chi is actually a type or form of body breathing, you know. Most people really do it in that point body breathing type where you just feel this physical presence and you get from somebody projecting chi at you. For instance, like if you can feel the energy bounce between your two hands and you do it between your door or you put it, you know, have somebody stick their hand in between it and they feel that, that's a type of point body breathing. Now, the next part of this that's a little bit harder, but we want them to start doing 5 to 10 minutes a day practice on, you know, just put it in your normal routine, you know, add 5 minutes, and if you practice it every day, this type of body breathing where now you're going to the sector where you do try to do your whole arm at once or your whole leg at once, a whole area of your body at one time. Not your whole body yet, you know. It's hard enough just to go from point to a sector. And so take, you know, allow your body that time it needs in order to now get this concept down of this second type of body breathing. You should actually start doing that, you know, starting now, you know, as you do your screen training. Just add a little bit of time in. And this could really be one of those things that you do before bed because it's really a very relaxing thing. And we want it to be a relaxing thing. The cool thing about some of the other concepts and things that we're teaching them, for instance, like your circle training, if you're putting in that 2 to 5 minutes, you know, every day that we're recommending doing your circle training up to 10 minutes a day, this you're going to be able to feel the areas you don't see, and that's kind of a crazy concept in and of itself. Like, how can you feel behind you? You know, because in body breathing, of course, you got to be breathing behind you. So it is just a matter of doing enough circles, and you start feeling things back there that you know, or perceiving things from behind you that you never could before. That's how you get sensitive with this stuff. It's enough chi builds up, and you get enough of this pressure build up from doing your circles. Anything that comes into your circle is going to alert you that it's there. And that's one of the funny things about chi, that you get sensitivities in areas that you wouldn't even think that you would, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, what's funny is that you mentioned that is my wife and I were driving back from running some errands yesterday, and we were coming down in our little town. We live in like a little town, and there were these two girls walking, and my wife was, you know, I could hear her thinking, you know, is that our daughter? And I was kind of thinking the same thing. And one of the girls, but one of them jerked their head around and looked at us immediately as we were like, and we were behind them. You know, we were driving and they were in front of us walking on the left-hand side. And as we got, she jerked her head around and looked at us. And I thought to myself, you know, she felt that impression of whatever we were thinking. Because then as soon as she looked, my wife said, oh, I thought that was Camille. And so, you know, that energy that we were projecting out of that girl, she felt that, even though we were in a car. I mean, I'm sure she didn't do that for every car that drove by. She jerked her head and looked, you know what I'm saying? And I thought, you know, when you brought that up, it automatically brought back what I saw there yesterday. And that's the same thing. And so probably everyone on the call has experienced that, where they can feel that energy behind them, and then they turn around like, what is that? You know what I'm saying? And yesterday was a direct response to that. And here's somebody, I don't even know who she is, but I mean, if you would have seen her head turn around, you would have thought I had a cell phone and I said, hey, look, you know, turn around and look to your right. But the fact is, she just jerked around automatically because of that energy that my wife and I were both projecting at her. And it was pretty interesting to see that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Sometimes it's our mind perception that causes the chi to go to where it's going. You know, the fact is you linked right in a linear fashion, and it just bam, it hit her, and she felt it right off the bat, looked at you. And that's the whole point about chi, is we just think in our mind, well, it's hard to get it from this point A to point B, especially if it's like over 10 feet or something, but it really isn't. I mean, there is no distance to this chi training we're teaching them. These things happen in long distance the same way they do at a short distance. It's just getting your mind wrapped around that concept, you know. Most people don't wrap around that, you know, their mind around that concept, and so it doesn't ring true. It doesn't. So they're not able to manipulate at a far distance because they don't feel like they have that capability in their mind. What we're trying to show them is time-space fabric is interlocked everywhere. There isn't anywhere you can't really reach. It's just a matter of putting your mind there in a proper way, and you can do all sorts of cool things that you didn't think you could.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's funny is that I didn't really even give a second thought to that particular situation until you brought it up. And so, what I would encourage everyone on the call or everyone listening to this is that, you know, sometimes you're going to have these type of situations come up, like I just explained. And, you know, looking back at it, I wasn't projecting. I wasn't physically thinking, oh, I'm projecting chi at this. I mean, this was a matter of seconds that energy went out and that girl actually made that response by turning around. But what I want you to do is I want you to really recognize those things as you go through life, because although you may see that as a coincidence or you may see that as something that's not really that important, the fact of the matter is you're controlling that situation, whether you're doing it on a subconscious level or whether you're consciously trying to do it. And when things like that happen, you want to recognize it and say, okay, that happened. You know, there's a reason why that transformation took place. And so, you know, as we're teaching you these concepts, it's not always going to be you consciously trying to do something. It's going to be as you're out and about, you're at the store, you're out doing things, something's going to happen where you're going to say, wow, I think I made that happen. And you're going to have to recognize it. And see, when you do that, it allows your belief system to expand so much more than it did before, because now you're taking, you know, an everyday concept and you're relating it back to your energy work, and you're understanding that you made that happen one way or the other, whether it was conscious or not, you made it happen. And, you know, Sifu Jones and as well as, you know, other people that we've worked with have experienced these types of things. And you have as well. You just have to start recognizing it now and realizing it, you know, it's significant no matter how insignificant it may seem at the time.
Really? Well, you know, body breathing is something that's going to happen naturally to you as you continue with screen training. You know, the better you are able to make these images of the screen in your mind to project down through your body parts, the more quickly this process leads to this body breathing. Now, we understand you're not going to be able to conjure up a screen right off the bat. You know, it's again, you get it in glimpses. You get a minimal glimpse at first, and you work up to get longer and longer glimpses as you time the screen using these 60-second reps through your body. I mean, that timing process links your mind and the chi together in ways you really can't understand at this point, but you'll literally feel down the road. You'll literally feel the chi coming out of you. And I know that sounds so strange that you can, you know, that this whole process you're going to feel come right out of your mind, but you literally can down the road. These images put off energy. As you get more sensitive, you're literally going to feel the images come out of you. You really feel these screens in these physical, tangible ways. And it's just a matter of doing it enough times. It's just like when you first started building up the power of your chi so that you could feel the palm test. When you first started doing the palm test, you could hardly feel it. But when you keep doing it and keep doing the blood washing, you started noticing, wow, I'm feeling that palm test so much more than I used to. That's what this is all about, is getting your body and brain to get behind this concept and start working with it and just see this as a part of normal everyday life, this transition into becoming a chi guy.
Absolutely. So what we're going to talk about in as far as the body breathing is concerned, one thing you have to be aware of is that it's a unique concept. And like I said before, is you have to start recognizing that concept as a reality. If you don't recognize it as a reality, as something that you're going to be able to do, then your body, mind, and spirit are going to kind of shun the concept, and you're not going to be able to get it to work as easily as you would if you actually believe it. And one thing you have to do is realize it's going to take some time to pull a lot of these techniques off. We're going to go over a variety of different ways that you can build this concept, but the first most important way is really the belief factor. I mean, it was for me. I mean, when you mentioned these concepts to me so many years ago, I did not really understand what you were saying. And not only did I not understand it, I was like, yeah, right, that's even possible. But you see, what we want to program you for, if you want to call it that, is that we're going to teach you a lot of different techniques. We're going to teach you a lot of different concepts and methods, and we have been doing so. But then once you get your black belt and you've really gotten your understanding and your concepts down, then you can move into an area of specialization. And that specialization could be, a lot of different areas. It could be in the healing aspect. It could be, moving objects. It could be body breathing and learning how to get that concept down really well. It could be, any number of other techniques that we're going to teach you. But in the beginning stages, we're going to throw a lot at you. It's almost like a shotgun approach in the sense that we're going to shoot a lot of information at you. You're going to take it. You're going to utilize it. But down the road, once you get really proficient, you probably will make a decision that you're going to want to get good at certain aspects, OBEs, astral projection, jumping out of your body at will and things like that. And it's very important that you kind of understand that concept, because as we go through the concepts, there will come a time where you may make that specialization, process. I mean, maybe you can go into more detail some of specialization techniques that these folks will be able to do after they start getting these concepts down.
Well, and we'll help them that way. I mean, in the beginning here is it's taking them to a level where that's even possible. I mean, it's really getting them to get their expectations in line with what we're teaching them, I mean, if they want to get this stuff out of them, they really have to get this in their mind that this is something that they can do. And it really is. I mean, I've seen kids do it that are 12 to 14-year-olds at high levels that, you just wouldn't believe. And, like, how could a kid even learn that? Well, all along I've said it's this relaxation thing. It's not really doing it in this tightened way that you're taught all your life, that you have to put a certain amount of concentration, and as soon as we think of focus or concentration, our body tightens up because they think that that's the way you concentrate. We're showing them that that isn't really how you concentrate, and it kind of impedes your progress when you use that tightening approach. We really do need them to learn to relax more and more and use their mind much more than they use their brawn. As that happens, they'll get more and more of these sensations out of them that they can physically feel, and they can start molding this chi into these forms we're talking about. But it's a hit or miss at the first part of this, just like you couldn't feel your chi very strong all the time. Some days you're going to be doing the screens and it's just like, wow, I see it really good and I really feel it. And then other days it's just, wow, I can't even make this to save my life. And that's a normal way of this is going to happen. But if you put in this consistent workout every day, even if it's just like 5 to 10 minutes on some of this stuff, if you do it every day, you'll teach your body that this is your priority, and suddenly it will get behind the concept so much more. And when you do it for just like short periods of time, like we're saying, you get the best focus out of you. And screen training is done 20 minutes at a time, but if you do it right and you do those 20 minutes very effectively, all sorts of amazing abilities will come out of you. And so body breathing is literally being able to breathe out of your skin pores. And at the highest levels, you wouldn't even use your mouth or nose in order to breathe. Like we say, to get to that level, it really is you're starting to specialize. And there's other things involved here that we haven't really brought up, but down the road, if that is an area of specialization that you'd want to go into, we can build programs for like our black belt members as they reach certain levels. I can introduce them to different other topics on this that they want to specialize in, and so they just would get with us after they go through and they become a black belt, you know, we're much more open to talking to people on that level, you know, after we got them properly trained. Until that level, no, we're not really going to give them any much more than what we're giving them through this closed system process, because they're going to find soon enough, as even we get into the second module here, that the supersets, you know, if they thought screen training was really up in the ante, supersets, you know, it's, again, timesing exponentially to another level that just doesn't seem possible, but it will. Like, some of this stuff is really where we're now getting into how this power comes out of you. And this is just one of those topics that go, you know, that we're going over, because it's something that's going to come up down the road. What they're going to find is, just like in the open part, we threw a, you know, a term at them, circle training, vortex training, and it's stuff that they hadn't known, or they didn't understand what we meant by it. But as they reached those levels, all those terms suddenly had meaning. And it's the same way with this. Body breathing doesn't have a whole lot of meaning to anybody yet. But down the road, as we get them, you know, the skin pores cleaned out, you know, because your skin pores are often full of toxins from, you know, eating, drinking, just everyday breathing life in. It causes your body to fill up your pores with all sorts of toxins that your body kicks out, because it really isn't something that needs to be in your body. And a lot of times the stuff that doesn't come out your bowels will come out your skin pores and these little increments. Now, as they do these screen training, it's going to put more pressure in on those skin pores than they've ever had before. And so in these early stages, I mean, real sensitive people were getting that effect even from the open part system. You know, they'd write in, or they'd call us and say, wow, you know, I'm breaking out in rashes, and, you know, what's this? And it literally was, they were sensitive enough and open enough already that they were getting rashes from that, you know, I mean, like little pimples type areas type of deal. And it doesn't look great, but really, when you're doing this type of training, it's a good sign. It's not a bad sign. I mean, this is how you get rid of those toxins out of your body for good. Most people hold them in their life, and it has a way of aging you in ways that you don't need to age. I mean, you get all these toxins out of your body, and this is really going to help you in so many ways. And you really can't properly body breathe without you getting all that kind of stuff out of you. But at first, you know, there are heat rashes, allergic type looking reactions, to, you know, from that will come out of you. But as soon as these areas are cleaned out, and you won't believe how good your skin will start looking as soon as you get all the toxins out, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt that when I meet people that are my same age, there's no way they believe I'm the same age as they are. I mean, it's literally crazy. I mean, in fact, I had a friend of mine contact me, I guess it was last week or the week before, that I haven't seen in probably 10 years, and he saw a picture of me and my wife, and I saw that he sent a note to another friend, and he says, yeah, I spoke to Al, and you know, other than the fact that maybe he lost a little hair, he looks as young as he did, you know, 15 years ago. And I didn't prompt him to say that. I mean, obviously it's on his, I mean, why would he say that if he didn't see that? But I knew he would see it. I mean, it doesn't, you know, doesn't surprise me. I hear it all the time. And it's a result of the training.
Plus, we actually hear it from members all the time that have, you know, been with us for a while. You know, they're all the time, can't believe it. You know, that's the first thing out of their mouth. Man, I feel so young, and I look in the mirror, and I'm younger than ever. What's with that, you know? That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a definite side benefit. And there's definitely a close relationship between that and, like Sifu Jones was saying, is getting those toxins out of your system. You know, you age because, you know, there is something within your system that is starting to default, or whatever you want to call it, in terms of you're starting to show those signs of age. And so when you're doing this body breathing and you're using all the concepts that we're teaching you through the screens and whatnot, is that you're removing more of those toxins. So it makes sense that as you remove that, you're actually going to start looking and feeling younger. And that's really the benefit of doing these types of training. Now, one thing you want to do is you want to make sure that as you're doing the screens, that, again, you're keeping them feeling good, you're keeping them cool. You also have to make sure that you keep your emotions in check. You know, we talked about the tri-concept. We're going to keep mentioning that to you because we know, based on our experience and the experience of others that we've taught this technique to, that just explaining the screens is not sufficient. It's really a constantly re-explaining it to you so that you get the concept right, that the screens don't morph on you, that you're keeping it as straight and flat. And even as I say that, some of you are thinking that you know what that means. Others of you are thinking, I have no clue what that means. And so we have to make sure that by the time we get through this training, that everyone's on the same page of what that screen looks like and how it's going to affect you. And, you know, that's really the key. So, you know, like I said before, and I'll say it again, is we're going to keep reiterating that, but we want to allow your body and mind the time that it needs to build the screens in the right way. And one of these ways is not rushing the process, and like Sifu Jones said, is doing it, you know, a certain amount of time a day, every day, to build up a habit, build up a muscle memory. But one of the things I also wanted to have Sifu Jones talk about is, can you maybe talk about maybe some techniques that you could use, you know, once you get that inner pressure to clean out the inner toxins in the body? You know, what would be a practical purpose for that, you know, through the body breathing?
Well, it really leads to a lot of the upper level type abilities that they want to come out of you. You know, I mean, until you can, like, globally body breathe, you're never going to get up off the ground. I mean, it just doesn't happen. It takes you to a relaxation part where you just would never reach any other way. If your body's full of toxins, you're just not going to get these kind of abilities out of you. And you can start feeling everything in the room around you as you clean out these skin pores. As you clean out the toxins out of your body, your cells start being able to pick up and feel things that they've never been able to feel since they were kids. And so it really is remarkable, just the new stimulus that you feel from everywhere around you. And it really is the main way that you're going to get an out-of-body, you know, experience to happen to you. Most people don't get an OBE out of them until they really do know how to body breathe in a lot better way than they do right now. But I know, like, a certain amount of this stuff is really abstract. You know, when you first start doing those screens, it just doesn't seem possible. But somewhere along the way, as you do it, because where they're going to feel it first is probably their arm or their leg. Is it really going to come down through their arm and leg one of these times, and they're literally going to see the screen for a second and feel that and think, wow, that's what these guys are talking about. And as they keep doing it, it'll start showing up more and more for longer periods of time. But as they do that screen training, there are going to be big areas where they go from, let's say, the hip to the knee, where there may be several inches there that there was no screen there at all. Right. I mean, that's the way this kind of stuff works at first, you know. I mean, it's going to be a hit and miss. You're making the screen, you'll feel it for a second, and boom, it's gone immediately. And you're only getting, like, inches out of your body at a time where you're actually taking the screen through. And that's pretty normal for most people. You know, somewhere along the line, as you get your screen down right and enough energy is going through there, you're going to clean out your body in all sorts of ways, and it will affect your bowels and the way things come out of you. I mean, so much more will come out of you, and it may change all sorts of consistencies for a while until, in fact, if you do it too hard, a lot of times it causes, like, diarrhea to come out of you, or going too slow will cause that process, which is why we really say to keep it at that 60 to 90 second speed. Is it keeps you out of all these bad side effects that you really don't need to go through. When you do it hard, I mean, you are going to push out more, but you get more sensations and more bad-feeling sensations. And there's no real reason to do this stuff in a hard way. Somewhere along the line, they got to get that mentality that they've learned, you know, in every game that they've ever played, that you do it to the best and, you know, the strongest of your level. But it's really, again, a tightening thing, and it's more of controlled in these small parameters, whereas we're really trying to break them from taking things down into small areas and opening them up in this more bigger area that they can affect, and they're not closed in by boxes. In other words, a box is you thinking that it can only happen this way, and we need them to start thinking in ways that will expand that box a huge amount more than what it is right now. As that happens, all sorts of new abilities will come out of them.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, it's a layering process. So the techniques that we're teaching you, and we've always said this, that learning these techniques is going to be like a 5-year, 2 to 5-year process or so, instead of a 30 to 40 year deal. So I mean, that's really the difference of what we're teaching. So some people are going to hear 5 years and they think, wow, that's a long time, but it's not really that much time when you really think about it. And by the same token, it's kind of like, well, what are you going to get after those 5 years? You're going to have some really usable skills that, you know, you probably couldn't learn it anywhere else, number one. And if you did, it would be the 30 or 40 year plan of guys that are doing what we would consider inefficient techniques. We're giving you the best techniques that we know of that are going to get you there the fastest. And it is going to take some time, though. And so you have to wrap your mind around that as well. Now, that being said, like I've said in the past, sometimes you have people that are more natural at it or who pick up techniques quicker. Those individuals are going to get there a lot faster. There might be some people on this call that get the body breathing down, you know, much quicker than others. And that's fine, because that's going to happen in every endeavor. Anything that you do, you know, some people are going to go at a faster pace. That doesn't mean that you take what we're teaching you and try to do more of it. Because that, you know, like we've always said, you can't force it. You don't have to, you know, make it in a stressful way, in a hard way. It's an easy way. But it's a way that you do it consistently, in moderation, you're going to get results. It doesn't mean if we tell you to do 20 minutes that if you do 5 hours, you're going to get better results. That is never works in this type of training, unfortunately. Or fortunately, actually, in most cases, because now you don't have to go crazy and put that kind of time in. And if you do, you're only going to end up hurting yourself. And the same thing is going to be true with any technique that we teach you. And we said that in the inner circle, but I think it bears repeating, because we always get people that think that, wow, if I can do 20 minutes, if I do 2 hours, I'm going to get better results. And we have some techniques that you will learn in the future that are 2 to 5 minute techniques, that if you go past the 2 to 5 minute mark, you're training too much. And I know that may sound crazy, but it's the truth, isn't it?
Well, yeah. If they want to avoid the bad side effects that we tell them is possible with this stuff, anybody that does it like that, because we used to do things like that. We would go out 5 hours on it, or we would do, you know, way past what are reasonable times. We didn't know that at the time, and so there's many times that we were sick as dogs and, you know, going through so much more pain that we didn't need to go through simply because we didn't know the rules. I mean, for them to like not obey the rules and that we're kind of setting for them and not going down the path that we're kind of putting out for them, I mean, what was the point of, you know, getting in the membership? You know, a lot of people will do it that way. They think, well, we'll just add this and we'll add these other people's stuff with this and think they're going to come up with something even better than what we've, you know, showed them. But really what we're showing them is literally the fast track to get there, and they really don't need to do any other than what we're actually showing them. This is going to save them so much more time than it took us to get there. And a lot of the people along the way that I, you know, have taught, they took so much more time because we did go all those, you know, off the beaten path that we have now showed them and getting them on. We went off that path all the time, and so we were constantly slowing down our progress rather than speeding it up. We really got them on the fast track, and if they just do this and just were consisting at it and then let it go, kind of like you said in the weight training, you know, I mean, you wouldn't weight train for 5 hours. You go in there, you weight train for an hour, then you go home and you think about other things. That's what this is, too. If they really want to get good at this, I mean, it really is that they have to do it that way. But it won't be until they get to, like, the vortex stage of this training where these vortexes come literally out of the screens that your body breathing will become a much more relevant and that this stuff starts becoming true to you. you know, this part is getting you ready, just explaining the different stages a person goes through on this journey to higher levels. I mean, the fact is everybody goes through this, like being able to transfer energy from one part of their body to another, you know, projecting chi from one place to another is the next logical step. So you go to point body breathing, then you go to this sector body breathing, which is what we want to get them onto right now, and really get them to start thinking in larger areas than they have up to this point. And then it won't take them long. Once they start learning to breathe out of an entire leg or an entire arm, it doesn't take long to get to the next part where you can breathe out of your entire body at one time. And it literally will be, you'll be just sitting there in your chair or lying there on your bed, and you'll be breathing out to the walls and back, and it'll feel so strange when you first learn to do that. I mean, it is one of those strange things, but it's very relaxing, and anybody in the room will literally be able to feel that sensation of it going out to the wall and back in, and on your inhale and your exhale, and it's really just one of those strange things, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty interesting. I mean, that's where you can walk into a room and pretty much can control the entire environment. I mean, when you're body breathing like that and you're using your energy, I mean, it's like you could make that whole room feel, you know, euphoric. You can make that whole room feel blissful and just, you know, really make them feel good. Or you could go in and you could control the room. There's really not too much you can't do when you have that type of a buildup. And the ability to increase it out like that is just, it's really interesting. And, you know, many of you can do that right now, and you can do it with the circles and a lot of the other techniques that we taught you, but now we're teaching it where it's just like you're breathing. You don't really think about breathing because you do it all the time. And so, but if I talk to you, like for instance, if when we do a lying down meditation and we say, you know, take a deep exhale and then relax, you know, and you're actually consciously thinking about your breathing, and you know you're focused on that. Where normally, when you're going through your day-to-day life, you're not thinking, "Okay, I need to breathe now." Well, it's the same thing with this body breathing. Is that in the beginning, you know, you're going to have to teach your body, "Okay, now we're going to learn how to body breathe." Because after a certain period of time, it's going to be just like your regular breathing, where it's going to be a subconscious or non-conscious type of activity where it's just going to work automatically for you. And what you're going to find is as you get better and better at it, it's not like it's going to switch on automatically. It's going to come in phases. You know, there's going to be some times where all of a sudden you're going to feel that extra expansion out there that your body breathing. You may also feel it like from different parts of the body, and you'll recognize it, and you'll say, "Oh, I wonder why I felt that." Well, that's your body starting to acclimate itself to the process. But the whole idea is recognizing it and understanding that. Now, at some point, there will be, you know, as you get more training under your belt and always put in the flight time, like what we've talked about, all of a sudden you get to the point where you're consciously recognizing it, and then you're subconsciously being able to do it at all times, because it'll become a normal pattern of your breathing. Is that your body's going to be almost like a sponge, you know, going in and out, and, you know, that will allow you to attract, you know, pretty much whatever you want at that point. It's a pretty amazing process.
And on the breathing part, because at first, you know, you're so conscious about your breaths, and everybody brings up, well, you know, that's what chi is, isn't it? It's
right.
The breath.
Yeah.
So everybody brings it up about the breath, and suddenly you're paying so much attention to your breath. And what I want people to understand, it's kind of like driving a car. You know, when you first drove a car, I mean, there was all this worry, this anticipation. Well, can I do this? Can I pay attention enough? And you tighten up, and it's so much harder. You just try to keep, in between the lines, and it just seems one of the hardest things possible. And still think about other things, too. And yet, after you've done it a while, you don't really even think. You don't tighten up when you go, "Oh, I got to drive to the store and back." I mean, it's the easiest process ever because you got so used to it in your mind. This is the same thing that's going to happen with screen training, with body breathing. It really isn't something that you'll be consciously even thinking about. It's just something that you'll do naturally. But body breathing, one of the cool things about that happens there is you can fill up volumes of stuff so easy with body breathing. It's like filling up the entire room quickly Whereas circles won't really do that in the same way. Though the circles help your parameters really well, and they lock in walls and parameters, and that's where we're going to go. Down the road, we'll go over that kind of a thing a lot more in more detail of how to actually create that. That's one of the other month's training on, like the wall-to-wall thing. But what we want them to understand is they're going to be able to body breathe out to the wall and back, and you can instantly fill in a room with just one breath with any emotion you want at that point. So there's very good reasons to learn body breathing, but it's still one of those things that it's not going to make a whole lot of sense yet. Just like, vortexes, circles didn't make sense at first, but they sure do now. As you get to that level, everything will make so much more sense than it does at first, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that's really what we're doing with this training, is just opening up your mind just a little bit more and allowing you to see that you'll be able to do these types of techniques in the future. I mean, we're literally talking about in the future you being able to actually go underwater and breathe through your body versus, and I know that sounds kind of crazy, but I mean we've heard of special units that actually learn how to do this, for military purposes, haven't we?
Well, there's all sorts of strange things that happen out there in the military world, or in the government. I mean, it's not one of those things that you'd probably want to get into without a real decision on your part of where you want to take things. But what we're teaching them here is that, like, that's nothing that they're going to be able to reach that kind of level, even specializing it anytime soon. That is one of those long-term type projects that you work on, just like the levitation techniques, just like moving something big. Everything that you want to do that's going to come out as an extreme ability like that will take time. Nobody does it right away unless you're a natural, and there's just not that many naturals that come out randomly like they do. I mean, every once in a while you'll hear about one or run into one. If you're into this thing and you really are looking hard, I mean, they're easy enough to find. You just have to do the looking. But to get there yourself, it's going to take work. I mean, there's no getting around to certain aspects of this work. Now, the cool thing is, when you do put the work in, these things will readily come out just the way we're saying.
Definitely, and that's the key. And we're not talking that much work either. I mean, we're talking just consistently building up your mind, body, and spirit to assimilate these concepts, get the training to work for you. And, my advice is just open your mind. Open your mind to the concept. Doesn't mean that you're going to be doing it tomorrow, but it does mean that your mind is now open to that possibility. And we're gonna have a video where I'm gonna go into some specific exercises that you can start to do in order to get this process down and to get your mind to start accepting this type of concept, even more powerfully than what we've discussed on this audio file. And I would suggest you take a look at those techniques and integrate them into your current workout.
Now, one thing here is adding breaths or sounds into your training at this level is crazy. You're just going to get hurt, and we don't recommend you do it at all, period. Concentrate on this try concept, as we explained. Do it consistently every day, even if it's for just 5 to 10 minutes. If you do it with the best focus you possibly can, you're going to make significant progress in this screen training. And we don't want you to do more than 20 minutes at any one time of screen training. Even if you want to get in a full hour of screen training, you break that up into 3 sets. We recommend just doing 2 sets, for quite a while here. Let your body adjust to that even. And you're going to just do, so much better. People who are hypnotized, they can do all sorts of things they're not even conscious of. They do breaths, they can do sounds, but they do them very soft. When you're in a relaxed state where you're hypnotized, your expectations, you just believe everything is possible. And that's what these screens are going to learn to teach you is how to get down to better and better levels of relaxation. As these screens keep constantly coming through your body on this regular basis, it's not long before you've literally trained your body to relax down to ways that nobody else can get out of them because they don't get this same process that they go through.
Definitely. And that's really one of the keys to this whole process, is making sure that that they understand that exactly. And that we're going to keep saying it. I mean, we're going to keep letting you know that you need to follow exactly what we're saying. It may sound redundant, but if we don't do that, when we haven't repeated it, I mean, how many times have we spoken to somebody where we've said, keep it, you know, yin or keep it cool, do the training the way we suggest, and then they don't listen to us. They come back to us and say, oh, I thought you meant only, you know, they put their own parameters around it. Well, we're going to make sure that you understand the parameters, because we're going to keep stressing them on a constant basis. So.
Well, or the other thing that they do is, like, they combine our stuff with other people's stuff. They add all these other attributes into it. They put the collar thing into it. They put these unnecessary things into it instead of just strictly sticking to this tri-concept. You know, what we're trying to do is save them years. You know, the systems out there that can take you to the mountaintop usually take 30 to 40 years to do. And that's if they're the great systems. You know, what we're trying to do is bypass so much of the years of training that they would have to go through if they just stick to this and don't change. Don't improvise. Don't add all these other things in you think that you need to add in. If you just stick to what we're teaching you, you're going to get there incredibly quick. You will literally get to where we're talking an extreme ability coming out of you within a 2 to 5 year period. The people who maverick, is going to take them maybe 10, 20, 30. They may never even reach there depending on how much they, you know, want to improvise with their own type of technique or not. They, you know, I'm asked constantly in emails, like, oh, should I do this, like, counterclockwise? Should I do this in this other way? How about if I add this to it? You know, we did all that kind of stuff. That's why it took so freaking long to do all this. You know, we tried all those different pathways to see if there's a validity to them, and there's not. This way that we're teaching them is the quickest possible way. I mean, I've been able to get people to much higher levels in the quickest amount of time doing these simple ways of doing it instead of being too elaborate with something. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to tell people. If you want to reach a competent level in this and get to a high level of body breathing, really try to just pay attention to exactly what we're saying. Don't put in extra time. Don't do that. You know, if you hit your body with too much screens because you just want to sit there and do it for several hours, all it's going to do is just make it really sore. It's not something that's going to get you there any quicker. You can't get quicker that way. You get there quicker now getting your mind right, getting your mind to, you know, do these images the way we're saying. If you can get this out of you, this is where you're going to get the power from, not from a physical power. It comes from this mental power. And if you do this stuff right, you're going to get good, aren't you?
Absolutely. And you know, that's exactly the point. And I'm just going to reiterate, I mean, don't mix our stuff with somebody else's. If you're going to do that, just don't even do our stuff. Just go do whatever you're going to do, because it's not going to, we've never seen anybody get it to work that way. And that's why we're not teaching all these other techniques. And when people send us, I mean, we get emails all every day, as you can imagine. We get a lot of traffic to our websites. We get so many emails of people that, oh yeah, I could use your stuff and integrate it with this other stuff. And it's like, well, if the other stuff's not working now, what makes you think that it's going to work with our stuff? You know, we're teaching a pure method designed to give you a very specific result. If you want a very specific result, that's what we have. Whereas these other systems, I mean, we've trained in a lot of those systems, and there's really not much there. I mean, not many of these people can even do anything significant, so it's pretty alarming that people keep sending us emails about stuff like that, but I'm sure it'll come.
Well, and it just shows you how abstract it is that we're talking about. I mean,
right.
People think they're at high levels when they can do just very little things that most people I teach can do there in 6 months. I mean, and they think that they're at these high levels of ability. most of the time when they're adding in these other type of things that they want to add into, it's just going to yang you out. That's why we don't add them in. We tried that, and all you get is bizarre side effects, ones that usually come out in pain. And so we don't, you know, we don't like the pain thing. We don't want people to have to go through unnecessary pain. And that's really what putting too much attributes into electricity will cause. You know, when you get out of control with your electricity, it is going to be a painful thing to you. That's what we're trying to tell you. Use this electricity in the way, or this chi in the way we're talking about. You keep your attributes simple so they're controllable. This will be just the best experience ever. You don't go through unnecessary pain factors. It just will be a good trip all the way through. That's what we want from people. But I understand, you know, I mean, there's so many people out there screaming that you do it this way or that way, even though they don't show themselves to be able to do much of anything. Other than, you know, they talk about it, and this is the way you should be feeling, or this is the way it is. But we know, you know, like from the different side effects that people bring up, exactly what they're doing. I mean, because we got those same side effects from doing it that way. That's the strange thing to see, you know. I mean, they'll bring up all these different things like we didn't try it over the last 40 years. I mean, we certainly hadn't tried that technique. Now, we're going to try everything possible out there. That's how you get good at things. But because we did do that, go with what we're teaching. I mean, use the fact that we, you know, went through all those different ways and tried all those different ways. Use that fact so that you get there so much quicker. We'll get you there so much quicker if you just stick to our simple thing, keeping it simple, than adding in all these other things that you just think are going to get you there quicker, and they really won't, will they?
Absolutely not. We've never seen it. You know, believe me, if we did see it, we'd add it into our system if it was really that good. But we've all the years we've been doing this, very, very rarely can I ever see anybody bringing something to us that's really worked that well. Because the really good techniques, they're really not taught out there openly. You're not going to find them in a message board online. Or, I mean, there's so many books written, and yet there's very few techniques that are really that valid or great techniques, let's say. I mean, they're all pretty much standard run-of-the-mill stuff, so.
Or, you know, or variations on what we teach, you
right,
know,
exactly.
And more elaboration to it. Instead of keeping it simple, they'll add all these other things, thinking the more in the mix, the better. At some point along the way, no, that's not really true. Adding more into the mix just gets you more confused. And this is already a hard enough tri-concept is hard enough to do. That if they just stick with the simple stuff in the simple way we're doing, they're going to see significant progress regularly. You know, we're really basing our stuff on a 2 to 5 year program so that we get it. Just about everybody in that normal group is going to get at these high levels in that time frame if they stick to what we're doing, and to the amount that they don't is to the amount it's going to take them otherwise. You know, a lot of people will go these other ways, and they'll say, "Well, I'm going to add this," then, and I'll say, "Well, go ahead." You know, it's not like we didn't do it either. You know, you can't really get on their case because we did all the same things. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's how fast do you want to go? Do you really want to make it in that 2 to 5 year range, or do you want to take the 30 or 40 years that most people take if they are even on a good system? A lot of people have done this stuff for all their entire life and never got good at all with anything. You know, never could move anything in their entire life, and they went through 40, 50 years of martial art training. You know, most your heart style people, that's the exact way that they went through. So they really haven't learned anything other than maybe to break a board or something like that. And the older they get, the more they can't even do any of those type of techniques. Whereas if they get this relaxation technique down, the way we're saying, they get their screens down, they learn all the rest of this method, they're going to be amazed at how they can go into their older age at a much better level than what most people will be able to do it with. We're really trying to get them abilities that you wouldn't normally be able to taught or being taught out there. I mean, it isn't going to happen in the same way we're going to do it, is it?
No, definitely not.
Now, keeping people safe is our number one concern. You know, we really want this not to be a painful experience or to be too weird for you, so that, you know, it knocks you out of the ball game. You know, when we bring up all these different concepts, you know, it gives you a familiarity that you wouldn't normally get about things. That's why we bring it up, because we don't want you to suddenly be into something and say, well, this is so bizarre. I mean, and then freak out on us because we didn't even explain it at all. I mean, that's why we bring up the things that we do. And some of the stuff that we bring out, like the bowel things, you know, that it's going to clean out your bowels in some really weird ways. You know, most people will never go over that kind of stuff with you. And then you go through it and you think, well, is there something wrong with me? Am I getting sick, or, you know, am I supposed to feel this way? And really, you are. You know, that's what we're saying about this stuff, is you're going to feel so weird on some of the stuff we're teaching you, and there's no getting around a certain amount of this. I mean, some of this stuff is just going to be that weird. The fact that you can get a screen through you and that you can actually fill the entire screen when you do this stuff enough, or you can take a screen down through somebody else and you get more and more power out of that and they can fill it very easily over time, that doesn't seem real at first, and yet you're going to find that how real do you want it to become? The more consistent the workout, the more real that is becoming, isn't it?
No doubt. I mean, the more they train, the more they're going to get those types of results, and we want to make sure that they're doing it as safe as possible.
Well, the biggest thing that we wanted to cover on this body breathing topic is that we get them into this next part of body breathing, into the sector breathing now, that they're no longer just into the point breathing, but now into sector breathing. And before long, as they get enough screens down through them, they literally will be into this next part where they can globally body breathe out of their entire body. And, you know, what I've been telling them in the past, it just seems so abstract and like, how am I possibly going to get there? They now know that this is the way. It's not that hard. It's, you know, if a little kid can do this stuff and get to a very high level, so can you. It's more of a mind thing than it is anything else. And it doesn't really take that much of a physical strength to do chi right. It's just taught in these tough other ways that's why a lot of people don't get very good at it. But if you really want to get good at it, start getting your mind involved with your chi the way we're teaching you, and you'll really be amazed at how good you can get at this stuff. But it's the main stuff that we wanted to go over, that you get on this new side. You go to sector body breathing, and next month we're going to come out with a topic on OBEs and how screen training is going to lead to that. So anything else you want to say?
I think you pretty much summed it up. I think we gave them a lot of information to think about, and like, you know, I just reiterate what you say, and that is just, you know, the relaxation is where it's at, and, you know, follow what we're doing and opening your mind. Just open your mind to the possibilities of what we're talking about, and you're gonna get good results, bottom line. So thanks for listening to this.